everyone, welcome back to Spill the Beans Podcast. My name is Lester and today kasama pa rin natin ang inyong friendly neighborhood Tito. Walang iba kundi si Tito Paolo.
Si Tito Paolo. Ang hirap nito. Ang hirap ng ganito. I don't know how the young ones do it.
Now, multitasking, Instagram.
Instagram and podcasting at the same time.
Yes, saktong-sakto. May guest tayo na marunong mag-Instagram. So, papaturo tayo sa kanya mamaya.
Oo, kung paano mag-Instagram at podcast at the same time. So, okay. Thank you, Memory Keepers and all the future subscribers. Today is another podcast. But amongst all the special guests that we have today, a musician. Ano yan? Para may sinasabi ka dyan.
Music artist.
Music artist. Lapit ka sa mic para marinig ko, ha? Music artist is actually someone whom... Ayoko na maghirap ang Instagram. someone who we've worked with back in 2016 ata?
Yeah, 2016.
No? So right now, we have Aubrey Kayanan.
My name is Aubrey Kayanan and I'll be playing Sunday Morning by Maroon 5.
You haven't lost it, huh? It's been how many years? Actually, you sound more refined and better now.
Wow, thank you.
Oh, Lester, may tatanong ka ba? Tanong ka muna because I have to update this one.
So, gaano ka nakatagal ba nag-start sa music industry?
Professionally, I started playing mga 2014. Yeah.
Tagal na.
2014. Yeah. That's not bad. That's
professionally.
Professionally, Lester. Time to do your math. How long has it been?
Grabe, ang tagal na nun, ha?
5 years.
5 years. So, 5 years, yeah. Aubrey. And right now, anong talagang musical instrument of choice mo? It's really the...
the ukulele. Because it's easier to bring around.
Easier to bring.
Yeah, but I use guitar also.
Have you ever tried, Lester? Alam mo to si Lester, musically inclined din eh.
Wow.
Pag
really?
Ano lang, may natutulog lang.
Pag may natutulog. Ano na naman ang piniplay
mo?
O
kaya pag nasa naliligo, gano'n. Doon ako wakit. Pero ayun nga, well, sa family kasi namin, puro mga singers. Kaso hindi ko nakuha, hindi ko naman na yung mga boses nila.
I didn't know that. Sa family mo, puro singers.
Yes, puro singers sila. And sa father side naman, more on sa mga... parang mahilig sila sa mga instruments.
Anong instruments naman yun, Lester?
Guitar, piano, drums. So lahat yun nung sa family ko, hindi ko na-adapt.
Hindi mo na-adapt? Wala ka nakuha.
Pero may ang na-enhance naman sa akin yung editing skills. So siguro doon ako sa side na yun. Yun yung ma-offer ko sa kanila.
Sa editing?
Yes.
Ah, talaga pinromote mo pa yung editing mo, ha? So Aubrey, when you were young, were you already musically inclined at a young age?
Not really. I started singing when I was 3, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Pero I didn't know na I could sing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first time I really sang sa karaoke pa.
Wow. Yeah.
And I
have
didn't.
Have you ever tried going on a karaoke lately?
Yeah, I go a lot. So market. So my typical typical karaoke spots and time zones. Yeah.
Okay. At least you haven't lost it. You still have the passion for where you started.
Yeah.
Okay. May favorite karaoke song ka ba?
My go-to song is I Will Survive.
I like that. Lester, alam mo ba yung I Will Survive? Bigyan mo ka ako ng konting I Will Survive dyan.
Narinig ko lang yung I Will Survive na yan, pero...
Oo. Bakit naman, Aubrey, of all the songs, talaga yung palaban ang kinawa mo? Yung why I Will Survive?
It wakes up my voice. That's why. Yeah. You have to vocalize first before you could sing the entire day.
Okay, yeah. And you can sing for long hours. Naalala ko yung Black and White event natin.
Yeah, that was long, yeah.
Yeah,
that.
You sang for a long time. Nagulat ako, sabi
like
ko.
4 hours or 3 hours or something.
Yeah, tuloy. Yeah. Nagulat ako, wow, sabi ko, Aubrey's still singing. Oh, grabe, itong I Will Survive. Familiar ka ba dyan, Lester?
Hindi ko lang yan sa mga karaoke rin niya.
Oh, so this is what you do to practice.
Yeah.
Parang to hirap vocalize. Nito. Yeah. Ah, hirap, ha? Later, if you want to try it out, si Lester, sasabayan ka niya. Sasabayan ka niya. Pwedeng, Lester, na-try mo na ba ito? Ano bang song, Lester, na nasa range mo?
Nasa range ko? Bahay ko. Yung mga slow lang, hindi ko kaya yung mga matataas.
May kinakanta ka dati? Ano ba yung kinakanta mo?
Ano yung kinakanta ko dati?
May go-to song ka? Para kasi Tito Perry, you have a go-to song eh.
Yung ano, Terrified ba or...
Terrified. Oh, sige. Anyway, later we will sing as a group. I don't know how that will happen. Oo. Daanin mo lang sa... Ano mo, madali ako kausap. Daanin mo lang sa post. Okay. Sige. Tingkakanta ako para sa inyo because Aubrey is very special to Teddy Sage. Yes. I remember I saw you when I was walking back lang from the office. Yeah.
In High Street. I remember that day.
Oh, so Aubrey is really busking now.
Yeah.
No? And you're busking in Uptown.
Yeah.
How does it go? Parang nakikita ko marami ring buskers doon, no?
Buskers, yeah. We have to make a schedule. Mm-hmm. We have to put a schedule aside for the management. They arrange where to place us depending on the day. Kasi nga madami kami.
So, mas accommodating ba ngayon si... Sorry, I'm not trying to create intrigue amongst the real estate malls. Pero mas friendly ba ngayon ang Uptown Mall? Kasi, I'll be honest, I've walked past High Street and sometimes wala na masyado eh.
Yeah, because it's hard to get permit in High Street.
Oo.
And yung mga nagpe-play doon, yung mga natira na lang na from our batch.
Ah, yeah. So may mga batch. There are batches of buskers. Ano kayo? Year ba kayo? By year? By... paano ba yan?
Yeah, it's by year.
By year.
Yeah. Usually, ang magkakasama is me, Prince Dundee, and si JV Bautista and Aloysa.
Yeah, who's Prince Dundee? Can we look up these? Alam mo, Aubrey, I have to ask you something. Siguro, you can just be very truthful na lang with me. Kasi... yung application ko nung 2008 pa, 2008 ko pa sinalang yung application ko, Lester, sa busking eh. Hanggang ngayon, wala pa rin. Hindi mo makausap si Lester, busy.
Sorry, hanggang ngayon, Prince Dundee, sino ba
siya? Si Prince Dundee. Okay, sige, hanapin natin.
Ano bang name niya sa...
Prince Dundee.
Prince Dundee. Ito, I just have to ask, but who's this? Who's the guy with the huge speakers?
That's him. That's
Prince
him.
Dundee. Okay, sige, let's look at this guy, ha? Sige, IG story natin.
Yeah. Parang nakikita ko nga ito sa may parang Marugame part.
Marugame part?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so is this the one? Okay, so right now we're reviewing all the buskers. The buskers who do sing in High Street. Because Aubrey has been singing there since what? 2015 ba?
2014.
Sorry, 2014. Tito Paolo, your memory. Okay, so right now we're looking at Prince Dundee. So he's the one who's left a few of them? Or who's still singing in High Street?
He's still there. And he's actually the reason why I started busking. He inspired me to go to BGC and start auditioning for the busking spot there.
Okay. So he's like the founder of
basically, yeah.
Of busking sa BGC.
Yeah.
Is he familiar, Lester? Can you give me some audio? Baka I've seen him, I've heard him. I'm sure I've seen or heard him somehow.
For sure you've heard him. He has a loud speaker.
It's so, I think this is him. Yeah, it's so loud. So this guy is an original Jaan.
Yeah. He's been there since I've been there. So.
Okay, so how does it go? Okay, I have to ask. Sorry, for just for Tito purposes, monetarily, how much does someone make on a good day sa busking?
It's different in every spot.
It's different in every spot. Yeah. So this is prime spot.
In High Street, yeah. Uh-huh. In Uptown, not so much, but the people there are really good. Like, they interact with you more. Unlike in High Street, they just sit there. They don't jam with you. They don't talk to you.
In Uptown, kinakausap ka talaga. Yeah.
They approach me personally.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. So dito, talagang daan lang ng daan. Pero mukhang marami naman nagbibigay.
Yeah. Yun lang. sa High Street, usually, I get minimum 1,000. I mean,
and then that's for her. How many hours are you singing there?
We're allowed to get like 1.5 hour long, but I don't know now if they're allowed to get more than that.
What do you mean?
I mean the hours.
Yeah. Pero okay, wala namang with your earnings. Hindi naman wala namang ano, walang sa tenants kasi. For the young ones, the memory keepers and future subscribers, if you're a tenant in a mall, they do sometimes in the contract, there is a share on that. So at least sa busking naman, wala silang kinukuha.
Yeah.
Mamaya, may oras ako. Pwede ako siguro, no, Lester. Magsisingan. Okay, I have to ask. Meron ba dyan na people who busk and actually nagli-lip sync lang? Wala naman, no?
Never heard.
Ako yung mauna. Kasi maganda pala kita nila eh. And for Prince Dundee, who's been around for so long since... Lester, again, 2014 is?
5 years.
Okay, very good. He's been doing it for 5 years. Has nag-breakthrough ba siya sa mainstream or he's just really staying true to where he started?
I think the reason why he got so popular because he did the proposal for Bianca Gonzalez.
Okay.
And I think it's Intal, her husband now.
Bianca, I'm sorry, who's Bianca Gonzalez again?
The celebrity here from PBB, I think.
Okay, so siya yung nag-gumawa nung... when the proposal happened, siya yung kumakanta.
Yeah, and then he sang also during their celebration after their marriage sa Araneta. That's why he got so popular.
Okay, and pero he's still doing this now.
Yeah.
All right, so even with his popularity, he's still Boss King. Mm-hmm. What's the charm ba, Aubrey, in Boss King?
My personal charm.
What draws musicians to you know, even for him who's already somewhat people may name recall na siya, people still he still goes back to busking.
Well, not gonna lie, it's the money actually.
It's the money.
Once you get there, you get money instantly for the day.
All right. So yung monetary rewards niya, it's really there for musicians, no? Yeah. Kasi minsan when you're in the music industry, I heard nga medyo matagal talaga ang mga bayaran.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, especially when you get signed and all the royalties and the managers, it will take some time. So, who else is busking in High Street? The ones that are in the original.
The original. Oh. Kuya Nick Mangubat.
Nick Mangubat. Yeah. Nako, kaya i-spell ni Lister.
Nick Mangubat.
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 Oo.
Paano yung nick niya?
K.
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 No, CK. I mean, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Mangubat. Yan. I am Nick.
Nick Mangubat. I think I see him. So sila ba, they have plans of moving to uptown? Hindi naman.
I don't think so because I didn't talk to them.
You don't see them? Uh-oh. Yeah. So these are this guy, he's also Boss King.
Yeah.
Can we pull it up? Baka I can see it on baka I'm somewhat familiar. Where does... Hindi ba Aubrey? Hindi ba nagkaka-territoryo na okay, this is officially my spot already by Marugame. You can't go here. Wala naman.
Actually, in High Street before ganun kami. Like territorial talaga kami. Like,
uh-oh.
Kasi there's a system there where you have to put which spot you want to.
Okay.
Yeah. So usually I get B2 or B3.
Okay.
Yeah. So alright. That spot is usually mine and no one can get it.
Okay, yeah. Pero ngayon it's the mall management who decides.
Yeah, in uptown.
In uptown.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same system in High Street.
In High Street. So in busking, you're saying ang instant gratification dyan is that monetarily you get paid right away.
Yeah.
Pero in the life of a musician, ba, let's say you perform for a gig, do you get paid immediately right after or dadaan muna kay manager?
Some of them you get paid instantly. Like after the gig, you get paid.
Uh-oh.
And usually they have food also.
Ah.
If it's in a bar or like they give you drinks.
They give you drinks. Minsan, ayun, parang ino-offset nila. Mm-hmm. Not financial all the time. May kilala akong DJ na ganyan eh. hindi siya binayaran.
Sino?
Matangkad siya, mga 6'2". Oo, pero I think nag-DJ siya dati. Tapos noon, ang bayad sa kanya, puro inom. Oo. Tanungin ko lang, ah. Parang nakikilala. Lester, may kilala ka bang yanon?
Parang ako yata.
Ikaw ba yun? At ano, kwento mo naman, ano nangyari sa'yo noong nag-DJ ka?
Ganun lang yata siguro talaga pag ano eh.
Kapag?
Masyado ka mabait.
So,
that's true.
Parang more on...
You get pushed aside.
Yes. Yeah, so parang ang gagawin na lang nila, bibigyan ka na lang food, which is okay lang naman. At least.
Eh sabihin mo, busog na po ako, kailangan ko cash. Oo. Cash is king, sabihin mo.
Mabait ka din eh. So.
ikwento mo naman. Ano nangyari? Sabi sa'yo, Lester, ito na lang, kumain ka na lang. Parang gano'n?
Parang ano. More after ng performance mo, siguro din dahil wala rin maayos na communication nung time na yun. So,
wala kayong previous agreement.
Yes, so parang ang expected na lang nila, parang free lang yung performance na yun.
Grabe, may ganun talaga.
May ganun talaga. Kasi parang, kung kinausap ka lang naman na pwede kang tumugtog dito.
Oo.
And then wala naman kayong parang professional na agreement na
oo.
Meron kang payment after mo tumugtog.
So you have to be clear from the get-go. Well, kasi ganun na naman talaga. May, I guess, some business owners are really like that. No, and they try to get away with cutting expenses. I'll call it that na lang. No, cutting expenses. Because, kaya minsan, member din ako sa Facebook groups ng mga artists. So, that's why sometimes I really see it's not free. Our talent is not free, no? Which is, it's true. It's very true. Kaya lang kasi na-abuso na ng mga ibang business owners. But that's not the topic here, Lester. Masyado ka naman. Ikaw naman ko. Ano-ano nga pinag-uusapan mo eh. Bawal yung ganyan.
Bring up the past.
Pero bawal yung mga ano, yung mga intriga sa ano sa businesses. Oh, anyway. So, Aubrey, you were saying one of your favorite songs that you like to sing when you warm up is...
I will survive.
I will survive. Can you tell me about this song? Who sang this song? Old na,
diba? Gloria Gaynor.
Yeah. And then it's such a powerful song. And I think, I remember, matitito moment ako. In the early 90s, this was also very, very popular. But it's parang empowerment song eh.
Yeah, that's true.
Oo. So, but isn't it hard to warm up to? Grabe, oh, narinig.
Well, I started singing kasi on high notes, not the mellow notes that you hear from me.
Uh-oh.
So, when I started singing, it's more of beat. So, that's how I learned to sing. Yeah. So,
okay.
For me, singing songs like this or like rolling in the deep, it's kind of a warm up for my voice.
Wow! Can we do? Are you okay? If it's fine
I'll
if
try.
You it's fine if you don't want to. It's fine. You can decline. but if it's okay, alam mo ang dali i-convert ng studio na to sa karaoke. What other songs that are more friendlier for you if you want that we can do? Rolling in the deep. Parang hirap dun na. Or it's easier for you.
I play it all the time, so.
Oh, you're comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Oh, if we karaoke it, are you okay? No, okay. Well, what else?
I'm not sure if it's in the same key as my ukulele. So.
Oh, you don't have to. Ukulele it. Hindi ko ma-pronounce ng ukulele. If you just want to sing along, and we karaoke the studio.
I'll try to sing in this key.
Oh.
Rolling in the deep, you have my heart inside.
Wow, grabe si Aubrey. Huh? Aubrey, is there how would you advise someone who wants to start singing? I know for you it became it was very natural.
Yeah.
It was such a natural progression for you. But for someone who just wants to start, what's the first step? Or are they a little older na?
You can sing every day. Just start by singing a song every day. Not necessarily you have to sing bitter songs, but like something that you're comfortable with. And because practice makes perfect, right?
That's true.
So I didn't sound like this before. But when I started busking every day, it enhanced my voice. I think just singing every
just
day.
Just keep practicing. Yeah. And you're busking for how long?
Now I busk from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Wow,
no breaks.
Grabe.
And you have to stand for that long. Yeah, and no pee breaks, no water.
How do you
break.
Do it? No water breaks.
Yeah, I don't drink water when I sing.
You don't drink water.
Yeah, because if I do, I'll pee a lot. That's why. So I can't drink a lot of water when I busk.
Is that like that for everyone who's busking over there for hours, or is this something that you've demanded of yourself?
It's just for me, but I don't know if some other buskers do that as well.
Na 4 hours tuloy-tuloy. Yeah. Some usually do it shorter ba?
Yeah, I know some people just do it for like 2 hours, 3 hours.
But for you want to do it for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I usually get the spot from Silo. So people go there very late. I have to extend the hours of busking in order to get more money.
Okay, so monetarily, it's better to do it at 4 hours.
Yeah.
And hindi ba ang gulo minsan? Kasi it's a night spot eh.
Yeah.
But you like it.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's better.
Yeah, it's better to have that spot because people there are usually they sit there and then they talk to you and then ask for your info. Usually, because most of them are like businessmen who needs
performers, media. Corporate scenes, corporate gigs. Well, that's good. Sa high street, hindi ganun ka interactive, no?
Yes, exactly. Because I don't know if it's because of the space. The look of the space is so contained. So parang for me, I think it's so enclosed that people don't try to approach you anymore.
Because
it's just a small space, unlike in Uptown, the entire space is open.
Yeah.
So it's more welcoming.
Yeah, and people really tend to sit and watch and yun nga, appreciate the buskers.
Yeah.
So your instrument of choice is for the titos who have no knowledge on musical instrument, this is a ukulele.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it, ba? Ukulele.
Yeah,
okay. Ukulele. So what is it? It's a smaller guitar.
Yeah.
What's so different from a regular guitar on this one?
It's smaller and it's easier to bring in a lot of gigs.
Uh-oh.
But I still play the guitar, but not as often as I play the ukulele.
Does it have the same musical range?
No
it doesn't.
It has a higher
range. And then this is your weapon of choice because of its practicality.
Yeah,
it's very comfortable as well.
And aside from practicality, it's to catch attention also because most of the buskers there use guitar.
Uh-oh.
So, para maiba.
Yun. Yeah. Okay. It's part of your branding. Yeah. It works. And then I don't see a lot of people who do use that instrument. Yeah. But how long did it take you to master it? Is it the first one that you've learned or was it the normal guitar?
No, the first instrument that I learned is actually the piano.
Oh.
And then I started learning guitar after a year of learning piano. And then this one.
So you also know how to learn the piano?
Yeah, because my mom really likes playing pianos.
Playing piano. Yeah. Two more instruments, one man band ka na ata talaga, no? Pwede na, may singer na. Pwede ka. I'll hire you, Aubrey. It's no problem. No, talagang isa lang. And then I'll set up the instrument, lipat-lipat na lang.
Cut na lang.
Oh, I saw that eh. Parang may tatanong ka dyan, Lester. Ah.
Ay, wala naman.
Wala naman?
Nabilib lang ako kasi.
Wala ka na. Oh, kasi...
One-man band kasi siya. Oo. Hindi pinagdadaanan niya yung nangyayari sa akin yan eh.
Nangyayari. Tumutugtog ka ba?
Hindi naman pala.
Hindi naman pala.
Tumutugtog. Sa camera.
Saan?
Sa camera.
One-man team daw siya. Oo. Alam mo kasi ito si Le... Ano, wag na lang.
Si Aubrey ang guest natin.
Hindi naman. Si Aubrey ang guest natin. Okay, Aubrey, can you... We saw your Instagram page.
Yeah.
Pero dito, you showcase your busking on the stories.
Yeah.
Oh, let's look at some of the stories. It's okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll fast forward.
Yeah.
Okay, can you pause? Can you pause that one? Okay, so this one... this guy is someone who was listening to you.
Yeah, he actually jammed with me.
Okay.
He sounded pretty good too.
Galing, yeah. All right. So this was recent. Oh, syempre ang story Tito Paolo talaga.
Actually, that was 40 weeks ago. Okay.
All right. So this was when you started? Kaka-start lang o hindi naman?
Not really. Mga around Feb, I think. This one's around February, March. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Tito Paolo keeps forgetting the dates. You started in Uptown in?
Last year around Christmas time also.
Uy, pa first year anniversary.
Yeah.
First year anniversary. Kailangan natin mag-celebrate. Okay. Okay. So this is... That's one. Ano yung nakalagay, Lester? My Tito Eyes Cannot See. That's one of my... okay.
Yeah.
All right. Ayan. Alam mo, inabot ka rin namin dyan one time eh. You were there.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, I always see you guys. I always see you. Okay.
That was Valentine's Day. They have a gift for... where you have to give flowers or roses to couples there.
Well, parang mas maganda ang interaction niya sa Uptown.
Yeah.
Oo, parang mas engaging ang mga tao. Okay. So this one is still that spot. Wala pa, hindi ba kayo nag-aagawan? Dahil parang napapansin ko dami na eh. Parang dami ngayon pumupunta.
Actually, ngayon medyo nagkakaagawan na. So yung iba pumupunta sa Venice.
Because
it's connected with each other, the marketing team there.
Okay.
So if there's no spot in Uptown, you can go to Venice.
All right. So, what was the other one?
Venice Mall.
It's the office that will say, okay, Aubrey, you go here, Singer B, go here, or unahan lang sa pag-apply?
No, you have to update them your schedule every week.
Every week.
They'll tell you which spot is available, and then when it's full, you can ask if you can busk in Venice. Mm.
Ang buskers thriving talaga sa BGC area lang ba, or other places are also encouraging buskers sa Ortigas, sa QC, meron ba?
Some places have
Manila.
Yeah, in Manila, I remember seeing. Couple of stories in Pinabal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know Martin Riggs.
Martin Riggs, yeah. Okay.
He has this hashtag, street gigs ni Martin Riggs. Okay. Then he invites people to busk in that spot, but I don't think they're allowed to do that because you have to have permit to perform. So I don't think they have permits there.
Okay.
It's just random street.
Random streets lang. Parang ano talaga, set up shop, then play, and then go.
Yeah.
Okay. Aside from the monetary side of busking, what's one more thing that you like about it?
It's fun. It's interacting. And even if you just stand there and sing for how many hours, people still appreciate your music and people still go up to you and then talk to you of how they appreciate you.
Yeah. It's you get an instant reaction from people. So this is still in Uptown. Akala ko sa May Fifth Avenue na. This is still Uptown, no?
Yeah.
Kaya lang this is more on the Christmas by the. Ah no, yeah, it's still the same spot. It's still the same spot, no?
Akala this one's in, next to the lemonade stand in front of Denny's.
Ah, okay. This is your go-to spot. This is where you usually play, right?
Yeah, that one and Silo.
Silo is on what side? Is it
near Starbucks?
Ah, got it. Yeah. Got it. Okay. Ah, dalawa nga pala yon. So yeah, by Silo and on this side. Aubrey, is there any song that any duet song that you usually sing?
Duet song.
Any song where there's another. Who's this? So they come up and they really want to play. What's your schedule, Aubrey?
I'm there every Mondays to Sundays, except Wednesdays.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mondays, 7 days, except Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then what's your hours?
Start at 6.
Okay.
And at 11. Or it depends. If it's a dead
night.
Dead day.
Oh, you pack up.
Yeah. I pack up usually around 10 or 9:30.
Okay. Okay. Aubrey, is there an end goal, ba? Is there an end game? Or this is just one way for you to be able to really express your passion?
For me, I'm doing a lot of music stuff. Like I've been going to record labels and asking them for spots in their company. Yeah, I've been sending a lot of original songs as well. So I don't know if I can discuss it yet.
Don't discuss what can't be discussed yet. But you're also busy. You're still in school, ba? Tama ba? Or
yes, I'm still in school, but I have like one class left, and this term I'm on LOA. That's why I have this term focused on my music.
On your music, okay. So eventually, I really see it because you can't deny the talent, naman. You just need more exposure.
Yeah.
No, and that's one thing that we can help with. We're not saying we're a big channel, but we can definitely provide you with more exposure. And then in the future, ito na naman si Tito Paolo, binibenta na naman yung kanyang bagong office. In the future, we'll have a bigger place like this na if you want a podcast, I don't know how to turn it into, siguro we need one side that's music street eh, no? Kahit pa paano. Or very similar na. Kasi this mic is also used to sing eh.
Yes, yeah.
Pwede na rin naman. Pwede naman i-set up na ganun.
Siguro hopefully by March, we complete it. Anytime you need video equipment, video needs, just let us know. The rate is only for Aubrey because po si Aubrey has been working with us for some time. may special rates po yung mga nakatrabaho na namin. Pero kayo, pwede po kayo mag-member, pwede kayo magbayad. The rates will be out soon. Okay. So Lester, anong mga kinakanta mong songs? Before, because I gusto ko sana ng duet with ano
duet
eh. Oh, with Aubrey.
Hindi ako
songer. Kumakanta ko, no? Para tigit na naririnig kumakanta eh. Oh, what song do you sing?
Yung go-to ko lang lagi, yung Terrified eh. Pero, yun lang.
Ano ba yung Terrified? Sige, if you don't want to do it, we'll you'll sing one Terrified and then we'll go to Aubrey.
Okay.
Oh my God. Oo. Kahit mga 3 lines lang. Ano ba yung Terrified? Parinig muna. Kahit hindi yung karaoke version ni Terrified. Ah, wow. Dude, generation ko to, ah. What alam mo to?
Ito kasi yung ano, inspiration ko nung nag-start ako maggawa ng film. Ito yung gusto kong gamitin music.
Ah, this is my generation, eh. Kaya-kaya niya, walang-wala kay Aubrey to? Is nothing to Aubrey? Okay. Sige, Lester, can we prepare the karaoke version? Yeah. Alam mo, pa karaoke, hindi naman kailangan perfect ng ano mo.
That's true.
You can have fun with it. Oh.
Ito yung Baguio version.
Baguio version. Sa lahat naman, ha? Oh, sige. Nalilang boss mo muna.
Para sa mga umiibig.
Boss mo muna. Alam mo, nagmumultitasking si Tito Paolo, eh.
Grabe naman. Special number.
Ito. This will be on me. Okay. Sandali. Tito Paolo is slow on Instagram. Okay, so Lester, you really
Ako
lang kakunta. Sabay ka niya, no? Ni,
you're free to join
Aubrey. Oo, ni Aubrey.
Parang kaya mo naman na, eh.
Oo, kaya mo na. Oh, okay, is this on? Oh, for
Do it
niya. Oo, sandali lang. IG story na ako, eh. Nahihirapan ako. Okay, for the ang hirap mag-podcast at mag-IG story at the same time, ha? Oh, for the memory keepers and the future subscribers nga pala, ngayon ko lang gagawin to, ha? Ayan, papakita ko lang sa inyo. Si Lester Bravo is actually about to sing with Aubrey. Okay, so sige, we can start it. Para masama na natin.
So, okay. Kakanta po kami ni Aubrey.
Kakanta kayo ni Aubrey. Yes. Okay. Okay. Sige, you can start it, ha?
Okay.
Kanina mo dinededicate ng song na to?
Para sa mga taong nagmahal pero hindi minahal you. Medyo awkward kasi wala palang music dyan.
Oo.
It is fine in a world full of wrongs, but a thing that's right finally made it through the lonely to the other side.
Yeah.
He said it again, our hearts in motion.
Thank you. Ang dami yun. Ang galing.
Susunod pag nag-bask ulit si Aubrey, magja-jam tayo dun sa place niya.
Go lang.
Yun naman pala, Lester. Pwedeng-pwede ka.
Si Rhea.
Just come over, di ba?
Yeah.
So anyway, you were saying your hours are Monday, technically 6 days.
Except for
Wednesday. Why is that? Did you choose that?
Yeah, because it's like a rest day for my voice.
And 4 hours a day. Grabe. Mm-hmm. Talagang you're giving it your all. All right. So, Aubrey, right now, if they want to follow you, do you prefer any platform? Is it more of Instagram, Facebook?
More on Instagram because I'm more active there in story-wise. Because I don't know, more people are watching in Facebook, and I feel like some people there are not even my friends.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's better if I post on Instagram stories.
Instagram, kasi alam mo yung Facebook pang mga tito na yan. Kasi better to stay connected with your age sa Instagram. Okay, so for the memory keepers and the future subscribers, if you want to follow Aubrey, go to Instagram and it's Aubrey Kayanan. And then it's an open profile naman, no? They can just follow.
Yes.
Ba't di naka-follow yung ito? Itong,
bakit hindi yung
pinaka-follow? Ayan, grabe naman. Hindi naka-follow. Grabe, ang tagal na doon sa screen. Ayaw niya i-click eh. Huwag nga mag-alala, Aubrey. Ako bahala. So, alright. So,
account ko pala. Sorry.
Ba't ayaw mo ilagay doon? Ha? Okay.
Naka-follow
na. Naka-follow na. Alright. So, Aubrey, she's there sa Uptown. What exactly do you call that spot, but I'm sorry, because I'll just say in front of Denny's.
That's the lemonade stand.
Lemonade stand.
Because yeah, it's next to the lemonade mix.
Okay. Yeah. It, aside from the Uptown, this, your is there any other areas that you go to?
I just applied in Makati Makati, but I haven't heard from them. But hopefully, hopefully I could join them and then
Makati Makati. Where's Makati Makati?
The underpass in Ayala.
Wow.
Yeah, I really want to play there. So
why?
Because most of the people there are businessmen. Since it's Christmas season, lalo na in their area, they have the dancing lights.
Yeah.
So a lot of people.
There's
will
a
go
lot
there.
Of traffic. Yeah. All right. So before we wind down, for the people who are yearning to be or wanting to be buskers, what's the process? Is there a permit? How does one go about getting to busk?
It depends on the place. Usually, if you're busking in malls, you have to ask permission or permits. Usually, you have to audition first.
Okay.
And then, if they like you, or it usually takes around 1 week or so.
Before they
tell you if you're in or not.
Okay. Do they give you the song or ikaw na magbibigay ng song?
It depends on your preferences to showcase more of your talent.
Okay.
Usually it's three videos or three songs.
So it's just a video. You don't have to personally...
No.
O nga naman, Tito Paolo, 2020 na kasi. Oo, noong 1990s pa yung personal na kakanta ka sa harap nila. Oo, alright. So Lester, pwede mo na lakarin yung papers mo mamaya. Pwede mo na itry mag-busk. Okay, so we'll just close with one last song from Aubrey, if it's okay.
Okay.
Any song that you prefer to sing?
Do you have any requests or?
Oh, Lester, what is your request? Baka hindi na kasi alam ni Aubrey yung mga Tito songs.
Yung mga request natin.
Oo.
Titingin lang ako saglit. Wala rin alam yung mga kante.
What's your go-to song that people really like?
Mga ukulele songs typically.
Yeah.
Yung I'm Yours, Hey Soul Sister, and yung...
I'm Yours.
I'm Yours daw. Ang nakambilis ni Lester.
Kanta
I'm Yours.
Kanta kayo, ah.
Lester, sige. Kakanta tayo.
But you're so hard that I melted, fell right through the cracks. And now I'm trying to get back before the current run out. I'll be giving it my bestest. Nothing's gonna stop me from intervention. Reckon it to get my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. Cannot we? I'm yours. Ooh, yeah. I've been spending way too long checking my tongue in the mirror. I bend and no back, with just as try to see clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, so I drew a face and laughed. Guess what I'm saying, this ain't no better reason to reach yourself fantasy or just go with the season. It's what we aim to do. Our name is a virtue, but I won't hesitate. complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours. Open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and let me all free. Look into your heart and you find love, 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 love. Listen to the music of the moment, baby, dance and sing. We're just one big family. It's our God here and we love, 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 love. So I won't say no more, no more. It cannot wait. I always have a need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours.
Galing talaga, Aubrey. Galing. All right. So right now, what we'll do is that we'll just how we'll go about it is we'll definitely try to promote your busking as well on the channel. But for now, kasi we're more of YouTube based. Mm-hmm. So for all the memory keepers and the future subscribers, we'll put a link. So it won't be a YouTube channel this time. We'll put a link of Aubrey's Instagram account, followed by her YouTube channel na lang. So for since I know all the memory keepers are mostly subscribers to YouTube, please subscribe as well to Aubrey's YouTube channel. So so we can help her start. Right now it's just 3 videos, but ganyan din naman kami dati. Ganyan din kami nag-start. Ganyan din kami nag-start dati. So please follow her, especially on Instagram. I love that profile picture. I still remember sa sa black and white event yan. Oo, parang si Les.
Parang galing ng photographer na yun.
Hindi. Mas maganda yung subject. Pero yung
maganda yung subject. Pero maganda din yung photographer.
Parang magaling nga. Oo. Ay, kailangan rin pala natin mag-post ng certain video ngayon. Anyway, going back to Aubrey. kailangan natin mag-post. May naalala lang ako. So, Aubrey, thank you very much. Thank you
for having me too.
Yes, anytime you are welcome to drop by. I'm sure Lester will be more than happy to accommodate. If you have, you're in BGC, you're just waiting to go to Uptown. Yeah. You can come here first. You can relax, use the internet. I have how many computers that no one is using, so you're more than welcome to use it.
Okay.
All right. Also, you will go to camera one muna. Sumisigaw na export time ni Mr. Lester Bravo. Okay, camera one, and this is Lester's cue now on to end the podcast.
Yes. So, memory keepers, let's go home now.
Let's go home now.
Let's go home now. So, for our memory keepers, thank you so much, guys, for watching our Spill the Beans podcast.
Yes.
If nagustuhan nyo, please, libre lang mag-subscribe. Subscribe na kayo and click the notification.
Notification bell. Yan. Pag wala talagang tulog, ganyan.
Notification bell icon sa baba.
Yes. Not just of Teddy Sage, but also of Aubrey's channel. I'm sorry, what's the handle name? Before we end, what's the handle name of the YouTube channel?
For Aubrey Kayanan.
Yeah. So, it's Aubrey Memory Keepers, future subscribers. It's Aubrey Kayanan on the YouTube channel. Same as the one on the IG.
Okay. Isa lang.
Okay. So thank you, Aubrey. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming. Oh, Lester.
So, memory keepers, see you on the next episode.
Thank you for coming, everyone. Thank you for coming. Thank you for watching. Thank you for watching this episode. See you on the next one. Bye.